This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves 2025, concluded today at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. The four-day summit, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit witnessed participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. The summit successfully brought together some of the brightest minds and influential figures from the media and entertainment industry. The Waves Bazaar saw business deals worth over 1,300 crore rupees with creators and filmmakers from across the country. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju today said that every creator that participated in Waves is leaving as a star. The secretary said this while addressing a cultural session during Waves in Mumbai.
Aaj fourth day, jo overwhelming participation hai, I think Waves has become people's waves. Jo hamare maananiye Pradhanmantri ji ka na keval vision tha, unki soch bhi thi ki isko kaise public mein, kaise isko janta janardan ke saath jode. Aur I think uska udaharan aaj hum sabhi ko yahan pe dikhai pad raha hai.
Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said, "It's a historic day for India." He said, "These two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country."
आज का ये कार्यक्रम दो देश पूरे कर रहा है. नंबर एक उत्पादन की लागत घट रही. जो दो हमारी किस्में हैं, उनमें से एक कमला DRR 100 धान की एक किस्म और ये मूल किस्म जैसा बताया गया है सांबा महसूरी. अब उसकी तुलना में अधिक उपज 25 से लेकर 30% और ये 20 दिन पहले पक के तैयार हो जाएगी. मीथेन गैस का उत्सर्जन कम होगा, उत्पादन बढ़ेगा, किसान को फायदा है, जनता को भी फायदा है. बढ़ती हुई आबादी को अगर पूरी तरह से पोषण सुरक्षा देनी है, खाद्य सुरक्षा देनी है, तो उत्पादन बढ़ाना पड़ेगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal AP Singh in New Delhi. The meeting came amid rising tensions between India and Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart Gen Nakatani in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Defence said in a statement, both sides will exchange views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discuss ways to further deepen the bilateral defence cooperation. This will be the second meeting between the two defence ministers within 6 months. Amid a missile strike near the Israeli capital, Tel Aviv's airport, Air India has announced that all its flights to and from the city will remain suspended till Tuesday. In a social media post, the airline said that passengers booked on the airline's flights with valid tickets between today and the 6th of this month will be offered a one-time waiver on rescheduling or full refunds for cancellation. A missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels towards Israel today landed near Ben Gurion Airport, Israel's main international airport, causing panic among passengers in the terminal building. Some flights, including by Air India, TUS Airways and Lufthansa Group, were cancelled. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin with a colourful and grand opening ceremony at Pataliputra Sports Complex at Patna in Bihar this evening. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the participants through a video message. Over 8,500 young sporting talents will fight for medals in different categories. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 207 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, Rajasthan Royals were 178 for 7 in 18.3 overs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata a short while ago. Deciding to bat first, Kolkata made 206 runs, losing 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In women's cricket, India go down fighting as Sri Lanka chased the target of 276 in their second round-robin game played at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Sri Lanka scored 278 runs, losing 7 wickets with 5 balls to spare to defeat India in ODIs after 7 years. Put into bat, the Indian side put on a formidable 275 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.